He said, as time goes by and the power and everything comes to an increase, you'll understand more and more about the moving of the Spirit, and in particular, the communication. For what He'll teach you will be not only what you've learned and how to operate here, but wherever you go, then the Holy Spirit will have free course to operate as He's taught you in the gifting in accordance with where you're at. I get to tell this part. I understand now that I saw the flooding and the croplands underwater and the tornado alley changing places. It wasn't the kind that you would try to stop, like I'm going to pray that and stop all of it and stuff. It was more like a timeline that's coming because the end's coming. But also, I saw a great revival during the same period. So it kind of dated things for me a little bit and caused me to understand everything we've learned, the endurance, the stubbornness, the not stopping, not quitting, and not compromising is all going to be needed in the days to come. And one thing that He parked me and preached so hard on the love of God for is we can't go into this time with fear. We can't. No fear. We can't go into the impossible afraid of failing. Love never, never fails. Sometimes the person confronted with it may run off somewhere and have the change. But you can bet they're better off for the encounter than not. It never fails. Never fails.